I want to mention your cookbook, yes. Which a friend of mine just gave me a copy of it, and I took it home, and it's fantastic. I mean, it's great. You obviously are a woman of many talents, but this cookbook is unique, and folks, you should go out and get a copy of this. You've got all kinds of delightful traditional recipes yes. and stuff, but it's done in a way that people can easily understand yes. it, not
very
complicated.
Easy.
And it's, it's beautiful. And I think I spoke with John Ullman from Traditional Art Services, who yeah. you've been working with for many years.
Yes.
The thing of going into a city, I saw you on Channel 6 here in New Orleans. It was 6 o'clock in the morning, and I knew you had to play at Tipitina's that night. And I said, my God, how could she do that? Get up in the morning and make shrimp Creole on television and then work all night. You put out a lot of energy.
Yeah.
Is the cooking as much a part of your life as ever?
Oh, definitely. Yeah. Yes, when I'm home, I do most of the cooking.
Yeah.
Of course, I have lazy days, and then my husband's a good cook. He cooks well. In fact, I taught him well. Where is he? Ray, hello. No, he's really a great cook.
Yeah.
He's a good cook.
So you've got family recipes. You collected them
yes.
and compiled them for your book.
Exactly, family recipes and recipes my mom that I remembered that I've been cooking since I was 12 years old at least. And still cook the same. Of course, I've added different recipes to my book mm-hmm. that I've collected. Some I've forgotten, and I had to call my aunt, or I had to call a cousin, or I had to call a sister. So it's really a family and friend recipes mm-hmm. that I have collected.